Hello, everyone, and welcome to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. I'm Dave Spadaro, Eagles Insider, along with Chris McPherson. And we're just one day away from the Eagles opening the preseason against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Thursday. 7 o'clock kickoff at Lincoln Financial Field. And toward the end of this show, we'll tell you how to get caught up on everything happening tomorrow. On Wednesday, now, the Eagles having their mock game closed to the media. Doug Peterson running through all of the personnel groupings and the substitutions in advance of the opener. We also want to let you know that we are aware of the Lane Johnson reports that he will be suspended for 10 games in this 2016 season. Per NFL rules, teams not permitted to comment on those reports. Any sort of news officially comes from the league first, and then the teams can speak about it. So we just want to make sure that you know that we know that there's a story out there. Lane Johnson, we think, will play in Thursday's preseason game. Now, there are a lot of things to get to with this game. In addition to how the offensive line is going to look and the quarterback positions, we've got a lot of players trying to make a football team. The roster stands at 89 players, right? Trying to get to 53 players in a month. Not a lot of time to make some very, very important decisions.
Certainly. And what's also interesting is the fact that there are 10 players who are missing this game due to injuries. So other guys are going to have opportunities to work into the starting lineup that they might not have had otherwise. This is the chance where the last couple of weeks, the guys have been going against one another. They've seen the same jersey, the same guy across from them. Finally, they're going to line up across from someone else, someone of a different uniform. In a game situation, the tempo is going to be just a little bit faster, especially with the crowd there at Lincoln Financial Field, amped to see Doug Peterson's head coaching debut and to see what this team is going to look like here in 2016, Dave. So let's get into some of the players that we want to spotlight here. And I'll let you go first. Yes. You have someone on offense?
Yeah, I'll go offense and then I'll go defense. My first player to watch on offense, and we don't know how long he's going to play, new Eagles wide receiver Reuben Randall. He's been really impressive in this preseason period, the training camp time, an inconsistent four seasons with the New York Giants. But he brings to Philadelphia a big body, good, strong hands, somebody who can go up and get the football. And I think there'll be a place for Reuben Randall in this offense if Greg Lewis can bring out that consistency, can bring out that hunger. We all know that Randall's here on a one-year contract. He has a chance to show the rest of the NFL that he's a big-time player, and he'll get a chance to start that on Thursday night against Tampa Bay. I think the Eagles come out throwing the football. They want to see what Randall can do against Tampa Bay's group of cornerbacks. So my first player to watch, number 82, Reuben Randall.
20 career touchdowns. That's something you don't see from a lot of the other receivers. When you look at this wide receiver depth chart, Jordan Matthews has been great his first two seasons, but not a lot of production outside of that. I'm going to look at a different pass catcher. I'm going to go to the tight end position and bring in third-year man Trey Burton. Back in the spring, the assistant coaches were saying that this player could be an X factor, but you already had Brent Celek and Zach Ertz locked into long-term deals. Where did Burton fit in? Well, since the start of training camp, he's caught pretty much everything his way. He's been a force down in the red zone, a security blanket for the quarterbacks. He is someone who played a lot of different positions in his college tenure at Florida. He's much more refined early on in his NFL career. He's got a big body, but he moves like a wide receiver, even though he technically is a tight end. So the Eagles want to create as many matchups as possible, mismatches as possible, and I think they want to get those three tight end sets to get Celek, get Ertz, and I think you'll see a lot of Trey Burton out there as well this season.
All right, so those are our offensive players to watch. How about on defense? Well, I've got one player to watch on defense, and it's for selfish reasons. Brandon Graham moves back to a familiar position. Hand in the dirt, on the edge, go get the quarterback. He told me the other day that he has a goal for Thursday night of getting 3 quarterback sacks in 10 snaps on defense. So that's about as long as we're going to see the starting defense play. And Brandon may work in with the number twos as well. We don't know the rotation specifically at defensive end, but he really has taken to that position. He's been physical. He's been fast. He's got a lot of moves in his arsenal. I think Brandon Graham back at home in this wide nine under Jim Schwartz. Brandon Graham, can you get 3 sacks in 10 snaps? Tune in on Thursday night.
The thing about Brandon is you feature a starter there. I'm going to look at someone who you might not see until the second half of the game on Thursday night, and that's cornerback Aaron Grimes. Now, every year the Eagles add a slew of players just after the season concludes, and one of those players was Grimes. He was a CFL All-Star north of the border, won a Grey Cup last year, And typically, you expect these guys to be camp bodies. But every day during the summer, he continues to make plays. He's always around the ball, and he's someone, knowing that he has a talented safety class behind him, getting pressure on the quarterback up front, that he can be aggressive and get after the wide receivers here. So I would like to see if he could be that underdog type story, someone who can carry over a strong training camp performance into the preseason. The key is going to be, will fans continue to watch? I think that's the one thing is you want to find out late in the game who are going to be the matchups, who are going to be the highlight guys. Obviously, everyone's going to be wanting to see Carson Wentz on offense. Aaron Grimes, that's a name to watch on defense.
All right, at a crowded cornerback position, speaking of which, we are going to delve into the cornerback position just a little bit more deeply when we return to Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity.
Have you ever pictured yourself with Eagles season tickets? Well, now you can turn that fantasy into reality. Comcast Sportsnet and the Eagles are giving away a pair of tickets for the entire 2016 season. Every week this summer brings you closer to the dream with a new chance to win these seats. It's easy to enter. Just answer this week's poll question and enter at PhiladelphiaEagles.com/CSNPhilly.
Dave Spadaro and Chris McPherson with you. You know, the Eagles had a major turnover at the cornerback position in the offseason. Byron Maxwell traded out of town. A couple of players signed in free agency. One of them, Leotis McKelvin, a former first-round draft pick in Buffalo, thrived under Jim Schwartz in 2014. And Chris, to date, he has been the one cornerback who has consistently been with the starting group and has played very good football through training camp.
It's interesting, you see the names of Ron Brooks, Nolan Carroll, Jalen Mills even, and those guys are all vying for a starting spot, but McKelvin has been locked in at the one corner spot. It's been a certainty to this point in training camp, and he thrived under Jim Schwartz in 2014, was on pace to set a number of career highs. The season was derailed by injury, but he's hoping to get back to that level of play. He's hoping by reuniting with Schwartz in a style defense that it'll bring out the best in him. A crafty veteran, so has been in the league for quite some time, but someone who still has a lot to offer a defense. The Eagles need that veteran presence at the cornerback position because, as you said, Dave, they did so much turnover during the course of the offseason.
And there are a lot of great wide receivers on this 2016 schedule. Now, Leotis McKelvin, you may not know a whole lot about him. You're going to find out more right now. Abby Atwater with Leotis McKelvin, our Eagle in focus.
Thanks, guys. A 9-year veteran, Leotis McKelvin signed a 2-year deal with the Eagles back in March. Originally a first-round draft pick of the Buffalo Bills, where he spent the entirety of his career, he became the highest-drafted cornerback in team history. McKelvin says he's excited and feels confident playing on the Eagles' defense because of the players around him.
Familiar with the defense. You know, familiar with the defense. I feel confidence in more on the defensive side because that's pretty much what I play. You know, far as like the defensive line, I feel good with the defensive line that we have here. We got some great guys on the defensive line. We got some young, talented linebackers that could run from sideline to sideline. So that was another key point. You know, we got some guys in secondary. We may be young, but got another guy, a Pro Bowl guy with Malcolm Jenkins. So it'd be great to play with these guys and just learn from these guys.
McKelvin explains why Coach Schwartz's defensive scheme appeals to him.
Either if your corners or your secondary guys can play man, or you go to zone. I mean, it's just that difference, you know. Just if your guys can play man, you're gonna play single high. You know, you're gonna mix it up like that, or not, you're gonna play cover 3 or 4 quarters or something like that. So it's very simple.
Defensive coordinator Jim Schwartz explains his past experiences coaching McKelvin.
The year I had him, he was playing at a really high level. Before he got hurt, he broke his ankle against Miami and really was playing at a high level. He's not the tallest guy around, but he could jump, he could play the ball in the air. Mentally and physically tough. I don't know if you'd see that just seeing his body shape, but he'll go throw his body around and hit. His first round draft pick. He's played at a high level in this league.
McCalvin and the Eagles return to action on Thursday, August 18th against the Pittsburgh Steelers. For continuing coverage of Eagles training camp, keep it right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com or visit our official Eagles mobile app. I'm Abby Atwater. Back to you guys in the studio.
Thanks so much, Abby. We look forward to seeing Leotis McKelvin and the cornerback group on Thursday night against a really good, big, strong, and physical Tampa Bay wide receiver core. Right?
Indeed.
Let's go. First test. All right, we're back in just a moment here on Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity. We've got game day in focus.
You say crazy, I say crafted. You say savage, I say practiced. Crazy, crafted, savage, practiced. Let's run that whole thing back. You say unbelievable, I say achievable. You say incredible, I say inevitable. Unbelievable, achievable, incredible, inevitable. Let's run that whole thing back. Carbs to compete, electrolytes to replenish.
Have you ever pictured yourself with Eagles season tickets? Well, now you can turn that fantasy into reality. Comcast Sportsnet and the Eagles are giving away a pair of tickets for the entire 2016 season. Every week this summer brings you closer to the dream with a new chance to win these seats. It's easy to enter. Just answer this week's poll question and enter at PhiladelphiaEagles.com/CSNPhilly.
Mix and match any two for just $2.50 on McDonald's McPick 2 menu. Choose from a McDouble, McChicken sandwich, six-piece chicken McNuggets, or small fries. I'm loving it. We welcome you back. Dave Spadaro, Chris McPherson, Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. Time now to get everything squared away and hone in on the Eagles in Tampa Bay. A busy day and night for the Eagles. And for you, we've got a lot in store for you.
We've got you completely covered. When you wake up on Thursday morning, if you want to relive that Leotis McKelvin Eagle in focus, we will have that for you on demand. But let's get to tomorrow night. Our game day coverage will begin at 6:30 p.m., but the game itself, kickoff is set for 7 p.m. Eagles-Buccaneers, you can watch on Comcast Sportsnet or Cozy Television here in the Philadelphia area. Scott Graham, Mike Mayock, and this man right here, Dave Spadaro. We'll bring you all the action. If you're going to watch it on our digital channels, you can join myself and Joe DeCamera beginning at 6:30 p.m. for the kickoff show presented by Exalta. We will also have the halftime report for you live, which will feature a great alumni reunion. Over 50 alums expected to attend tomorrow night's game, so that's something that you will not want to miss. And then after the game, if you need the highlights, live press conferences, we've got you covered with the post-game show presented by Rico. And, you know, since there's a game tomorrow, with myself.
Yes.
With myself and Joe once again. And then, of course, since the game's tomorrow, we will have Inside Training Camp not again until Saturday.
Yeah. So it's game time straight ahead here for the Philadelphia Eagles. We thank you for joining us here on Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. For Dave Spadaro and Chris McPherson, hey, enjoy the day. Game day tomorrow. We finally get a taste of what the Philadelphia Eagles are all about. Have a great Eagles Day, everyone.